How did last night's Republican debate play in Michigan?
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media, broadcasting live this week from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Good morning. We're here to get a sense of the real economy ahead of next Tuesday's primary. And this morning, the talk is likely to be about last night's GOP debate on CNN and what candidates said about the auto bailout. Here's Rick Santorum attacking Mitt Romney.
He supported the folks on Wall Street and bailed out Wall Street, was all for it. And then when it came to the auto workers and the folks in Detroit, he said no.
Of course, all four GOP candidates said no to the bailout. And imagine how that exchange played in Grand Rapids. That city's unemployment rate has fallen to 7% because of a rebound in manufacturing. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has more.
Thank goodness the auto industry is coming back. It's a huge business for hundreds of parts suppliers based in West Michigan. At a manufacturing plant in Muskegon, it smells like a fresh coat of paint and a little bit like burnt rubber. About 600 people work here making car door handles for ADAC Automotive. Peter Hungerford is ADAC's vice president.
You know, we produce millions of door handles a year. We have 20 injection molding presses here. We do all sorts of plastic resin material from nylon to polypro.
The plant was a lot quieter during the recession. Hungerford admits ADAC was in survival mode a couple of years ago. Demand for door handles and other plastic car parts went down by about half, and so did ADAC's workforce.
You just don't have a choice in that period of time. One of the choices is to no longer exist, and that just wasn't an option for us. We chose to fight, and we did it.
ADAC is doing so well now that it'll build another plant in Muskegon. Manufacturers are thriving all over West Michigan. Many companies can't even find enough skilled workers to hire.
Grand Rapids is definitely coming back.
That's economist George Erichchek presenting his annual forecast for West Michigan. For the past 7 or 8 years, Erichchek's economic forecasts have been, well, really gloomy. During that period, politicians were scrambling to attract any other industry that wasn't tied to the automotive sector. Now that autos are doing well, Erichchek can joke about it.
All that talk about diversification, whew, thank we didn't go there.
And it doesn't hurt that so many companies here, including ADAC Automotive, are still family-owned. So the company's profits tend to get reinvested in the community. From Grand Rapids, I'm Lindsay Smith for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, down 0.75% in Hong Kong, up slightly in London right now. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 27 points to close at 12,938.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
There is a big global company that's based here in Michigan that has nothing to do with cars. Well, I guess it has something to do with cars because the product has to be delivered. I'm talking about Domino's Pizza. I stopped by a local branch for a chat with the company's CEO, Patrick Doyle.
Hey, Patrick. Nice to meet you. Thanks so much for doing this.
We started our conversation, as a lot of conversations around here start, talking about the weather. It had just started snowing outside.
Snow is a wonderful thing for business. Seriously.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. People stay home and say, I'm not going to go out. I'll order in. So,
well, what are you seeing about the global economy right now? What is Domino's Pizza and all of the documents that you get to see the inside your earnings reports and where the money's coming in? What is it telling you about the global economy right now?
It's actually held up remarkably well. We definitely felt it in Greece, but we haven't felt it in the rest of Europe. Asia is still clicking along. And domestically, we've held up pretty well through this economy as well.
People in Greece have been ordering less pizza?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when it's that severe, we're definitely going to feel it. Employed people buy more pizza than unemployed people. But the rest of the world has held up pretty darn well.
Who's doing the best right now?
India has been our fastest growing market.
And in India, some of the pizzas are a little bit different than they are here, I hear.
They are. First of all, you sell a lot more vegetarian pizzas there. It's very easy to localize pizza. So you can put paneers on the pizza and all sorts of localized flavors and toppings. Works very well.
Now, Domino's is a company that has been through a lot over the decades. One thing that happened, which is particularly interesting given the election right now, is that many years ago you were taken over by Bain Capital, Mitt Romney's former company.
Right.
What did that do for Domino's? Was there an effect of that, a good effect, a bad effect? What happened?
Certainly overall, I mean, our relationship with Bain Capital was fabulous. Bain Capital brought in professional management routines and practices that strengthened the business a lot.
What's the lasting legacy, though, that a consumer would notice of, you can say, this is what Bain did for us?
Bain is the owner. I mean, they brought in the management team that ultimately did a lot of these things. But, you know, I think certainly the big thing now has been the change in the pizza and a better tasting pizza. And that's bringing people back around to the brand who hadn't tried the brand in a long time. And they're coming back and saying, you know what, this is pretty darn good pizza. And
but you did that a couple of years ago, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. Bain was still involved. We actually still have one Bain partner on our board.
Thank you.
You know, and so, you know, they've been involved all along through at kind of the corporate governance level.
Now, let me ask you about changing the recipe, because this was a very risky strategy. You not only changed the recipe of the pizza, you went out and said, our previous recipe was bad. Our pizza tasted bad.
Right. Yeah. If you want to get an organization's attention, burn the bridge behind them, right? I mean, there was no way we could go back after the way we launched it. But we were always the fast delivery guys. That's what we were known for, the old 30-minute guarantee legacy. We finally realized there just simply was no conflict between continuing to be fast on the delivery and making the best pizza we could possibly make.
Patrick Doyle is the CEO of Domino's Pizza. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, Jeremy. Great to meet you.
And finally, with all the talk of an auto industry rebound in Detroit, it's worth noting there's another big drag on the economy there, housing. We spent yesterday all over the Motor City, and the thing that struck me was the sheer number of abandoned homes and empty lots. Sometimes, a few years after a disaster, it's hard to find the evidence. Not in Detroit. At Michigan Radio, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.